This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
Brian Berkowitz here from New York. What's going on, Rich? How's everything?
Summer. And yeah. it's been a good one. It's the family home and everything's good. How about you?
Yeah, same. I mean, my family's always home, but kids
aren't out driving yet.
No, they're not in college yet. But
marriage is a ways away. Okay.
Exactly. So, but they're, in camp doing their camp thing and that's it. Going around shooting. I have a insane summer coming up. So this is my, this past week was my last full week back at home, and then I'm traveling every single week till the end of August. So
do not complain. It's actually gotten kind of slow on my end, and I attribute at least this week to 4th of July, but sure. A lot of my business always comes from last minute. I need you tomorrow and the next day. So I never worry about it.
I think that's the way it is for all of our businesses.
Yeah. So, well, I saw somebody, a friend of the group's, post that he's off for 3 days, and he chose to be off for 3 days, but he feels guilty. And honestly, I don't think anybody should feel guilty about having a little bit of an open schedule.
No, having some days off isn't bad. That's why lately we've been recording during the day. It's good to have a little downtime myself and you, and
I tend to do my shoots in the late afternoon, the mid to late afternoon, because I always have twilights.
And, see, I like to do my shoots in the morning. Me too. I'm home when the kids come home in the afternoon. But if I'm not shooting, I like to take it easy and try not to do too much work. Okay. Anyway, let's get into it. We haven't asked the guys question. Before we do that, I'm gonna say a quick word from our friends at HD Photo Hub. You're a professional real estate photographer. Act like it. Use the system built for busy real estate photography companies and take your business to the next level. Sign up at hdphotohub.com and enter Shooting Spaces as your referral to try for free. That's hdphotohub.com. And with that, let's go right into it. Jump into the question. Here we go.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Benny Migliorino of Benny Migs Photo. About 2 years ago, I started doing interiors and exteriors and started a new website called Benny Migs Spaces. I'm based in Suffolk County, Long Island, not too far from Brian. Recently, I've been getting more calls from homeowners who are looking to sell their houses without an agent. And I'm debating on charging homeowners a bit more than my agents. I'm curious if anyone else is doing that. And on the same note, I've been getting calls from agents and homeowners who are renting their homes. I do a lot of work out in the Hamptons, and there's a lot of summer rentals out there. And I was debating if you guys handle prices the same for rentals as you do for listings, being as the licensing is going to be a bit longer. I think that's all I have for today. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Benny, for your question. And yeah, you're not too far from me. And Benny and I met for a coffee a couple of months ago. He's a nice guy, and he made some intros for me to some fine art folks out here on Long Island for my fine artwork. So Benny, I'm going to publicly thank you for that. But let's get right into the question. So there were, I think, two or three parts to that question, but we'll start off with the first one. Because this is actually a dilemma that I've toyed with for a while when I was shooting strictly residential real estate. When you do get those calls for the for sale by owners, do you charge any differently? So would love to hear your thoughts, Rich. Do you do a lot of for sale by owners?
No. I actually did one last week, but it was the owner was a realtor. So that doesn't really count. Honestly, I don't really see the reasoning between changing your pricing, especially if it's on your website. But if it's not on your website, you can do whatever the heck you want. But I don't really see any, a benefit if you could get more. I'm there if you thought that was right. Myself, I would tend to do the same pricing for for sale by owner. I don't see a downside. I don't see, in my experience shooting for sellers, I don't really see it's taking more time, more energy, more whatever. So it's a hard one for me to even comment on. I would probably keep it the same. As far as Airbnbs, absolutely. And I've actually been struggling with pricing structures there, because I'd like to charge like four times more to shoot an Airbnb that's going to be an ongoing licensing thing. And that would include forever licensing. You can do whatever the heck you want to do with the images, pretty much. That's why it would be four times. Now, if I'm doing a 360 and I am licensing the 360 and I'm hosting the 360, I put a little reminder in my calendar. I charge a certain amount per year of hosting per tour. And that's something I separate in my licensing. And that's a good revenue stream. I've got 10 or 20 things every year that I relicense every year. As far as Airbnb, though, I have not been getting hits or returns from people I've been quoting, and I'm totally equating it to, in my territory, it's way more than they would be prepared to pay for. Because I'm also, most of the Airbnbs I shoot are because nobody else is shooting them, about an hour south of Sacramento or so. And I have to charge extra for mileage, which I'm charging a fair amount now for mileage because of my time and the price of fuel. I'm also, would like to charge two, three, four times the amount if I'm just doing a real estate.
I'm sorry, single. Is that something you're doing now with the gas prices the way they are? You're charging a fuel surcharge?
Oh, yeah. I finally said, screw it. And I went for the gusto because it's killing me.
I'm actually curious. How do you adjust your pricing for fuel? Because fuel's roughly what, like $2 more, let's say, than it was previously.
It's not even the fuel. It's finally doing what I should have done a long time ago. It's more the time. I do a lot of shooting in the Bay. It takes me 2.5 hours each way. So I'm talking 5 hours. And also I look at it as, if you take everything I'm doing and shooting, I am working 10, 12 hours, and I've got to at least get my day rate, because that's when it just jumps into the next stratosphere. So I'm basically doing $1.50 a mile, and that to me comes out, and that's anything over 30 miles, and it is from door to door round trip. It doesn't include the 60 miles within the boundaries, because it's just getting crazy. And you know what, honestly, for me, I just assume not do it if it's not worth it to me. And I've been really surprised that all my clients, and I keep saying to a couple of them, man, I've got a great guy locally, you should go with him. And they're like, nope, we want to go with you and we'll pay it. So, you know, it's really, really up to you. And I think $1.50 would totally not be for a lot of people, because that comes into a fair amount of money when you're looking at day-to-day MLS work. But you got to come at the end of the day, see what it's worth to you.
So it's not actually a fuel, quote unquote, surcharge. It's more of a travel fee.
I have been struggling to put it on my invoice. I usually do mileage and travel time. Mm-hmm. It's just it's together. And they've all understood. They all understand.
See, I do the same thing, but I just call it a travel rate and charge them a flat fee. I don't want to sound like nickel and diming them for miles. And the problem is, when you do a shoot like you're talking about, and I'm sorry, Benny, we'll get back to your question, but this is just what happens. When you do a shoot like you're talking about, where you're driving to the Bay 2.5 hours, right? You're shooting for a few hours, you're driving 2.5 hours back, and you're talking about, you know, like you said, a 10 and 12 hour day. And there are a lot of things that have to also be taken into account when you're charging travel, like a food per diem, stuff like that. Because if you're on site all day on a job for a client, you know, I think, you know, coming from more of a commercial world, you know, that should be part of your travel fee. You know, when I do all my traveling, there's a per diem expense for food every day. So, I just, rather than say to them and nickel and dime them and say, okay, this is your food per diem, this is your mileage, I just basically figure out my time, my mileage, all that stuff, what my time is worth. If I'm driving 2.5 hours each way, it's five hours times, you know, an hourly rate, which for travel, I do about $75 an hour, and say, this is your flat rate travel fee. If it works for you, it's fine. If it doesn't, so be it. So.
Yeah, it just, to me, The food, you know what? I would not even, I don't know. It just, and I could completely understand.
They don't know I'm charging. They don't know commercial. They don't know I'm charging for it. I just spoke.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just charge a line item travel fee and just build everything in. I don't break it down for them, but those are all things that, you know, you have to take in consideration, your food, your, you know, because when you're 10 hours for a client, that's their responsibility to provide food. When you're doing, you know, regular real estate photography, we're on site for an hour or two. It doesn't matter. You know, you don't have that issue. So
but I'm paraphrasing and quoting you, it's just the price of doing business. You know, it's however you break it down, it really is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. It's what's it worth to you. And I agree. So, you know, I just think that you got to find your own mojo. You got to find out what works for you, what fits in there. My thing too is a lot of times I'm trying to price myself out of the job, and I end up getting, okay, you know what? I push it and push it and push it, the price, and they're still going for it. And because I've raised it 3 times in the last 3 months, 4 months, because of the price of fuel just going up. And I'm kind of going, I don't want to go all the way to the Bay to do this job. And, you know, I just guess it's whatever works for you, you know? So,
yeah, I think I actually I might be going to the Bay for a job coming up.
I heard. Yeah. Now that's a big fee. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's all different. I think it's really, everything is a little individual and you've got to really see what works for you. Don't quote me. It's never fair to quote anybody that you hear on the groups or me on your radio. It is irrelevant what I charge because my market's different. You know, everything is so different. So take everybody's quote on how much should I charge for this as a grain of salt. But, you know,
yeah, those questions, sorry for,
no, it's okay.
We're going off on a tangent, which is not bad because hopefully we're still educating people, but that really frustrates me in the groups when people ask, this is the job I got. What should I quote? Because what people say is so irrelevant to you and your business. It almost just doesn't make sense. And if you're asking people what to charge, then you don't know your cost of doing business. It's as simple as that. Because you should be able to figure out what to charge based on your cost of doing business and whatever margins you need to make, et cetera. So, you know, if you're going onto these groups and saying, I got this quote, what should I charge? You need to take a deeper dive into your business and the structure and the financials of your business and really see where you're at. So,
and also when you ask, you know, let's say you go into an architectural group and you ask a quote there, I personally think it's totally inappropriate to try and when you're coming out and starting to shoot this stuff to even remotely ask for what you probably should be getting. If you're a seasoned, well-established photographer, like, I mean, Mike Kelly or all, you know, so many photographers that, you know, if they were to tell you how much they made and you were to go out and try and get it, God bless you. But I don't think it's right. You know, I just think that we're all learning and we're all getting better and we're all building and we're all doing and what works for me, you know, doesn't, I'm not saying do what I do, but be careful when you know, you're quoting the big boys, you know, like what Brian Berkowitz would charge on a shoot, you know?
Hey, we're all out here just hustling.
Yeah. Hey, listen, and by the way, I apologize to our caller. We, our question maker, we have gone way out of line with the direction. So as soon as I come back from my little read, we're going to go back into it. So a word from iGUIDE. Are you looking to expand your real estate photography business? Stand out from the crowd by offering 3D tours, accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans, all from a click of a button with the state-of-the-art iGUIDE camera system. Get your first 5 iGUIDEs up to 3,000 square feet free by adding the code SHOOTINGSPACES in the referral section at camera purchase. Go visit goiGUIDE.com to learn more. That's goiGUIDE.com. And they're our friends because we both use their product. And I'm pretty happy with everything I've been doing. And that's good. Yeah.
Awesome.
You too.
Yeah. I've been using them for about 2 years now.
Okay. So I was on my tangent and I just want to say, Because I have been getting a lot of calls to do or a lot of questions, and I've been getting very few hits lately to do Airbnb. So here's the thing. Airbnb is a different licensing. For me, my licensing for real estate photography is for that listing only and only for that realtor, non-transferable to your subcontractors, to your homeowner, to anybody else. If I find that out, I'm going to have to confront them. And it's usually pretty copacetic. So I charge a certain amount, let's say one times. Now, if I'm doing an Airbnb, I would like to charge four times, and I have been doing that lately, but also I've been pushing the envelope of my pricing structure. And these are all also homeowners that have no idea what things cost. And obviously, the price I'm giving them is too much. So I'm coming out thinking maybe I should do double, just say to them, I'm going to charge you twice what I charge a real estate client and just do it there. But part of me also feels it's lower than the market value. It should be worth more. So maybe three times the amount. But that would be hard to tell a homeowner that's what it's going to cost. So I got to come out with some pricing structures right now. And I'm actually in the process of doing it in my mind and on paper. So I don't really have an answer for you, but it needs to be substantially more, because also I do a lot of extra work and a lot of extra time when I do an Airbnb, because it's just not like doing, so you got to figure out, you're going to do less photos than an MLS listing. You're going to do more photos. I just tend to do more, tend to give a higher quality of work, just not higher quality. I just spend more time and attention to details. But I think it's really important on anything you quote, really get the money you think you should be getting. Because if you do it, when I price a job too low and I know it and I'm out there and I am just shooting, I'm always under my breath going, crap, fuck this shit. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. And I'm never happy. And that's with any kind of a job, any kind of race photography, wedding, anything, when I'm shooting lower than what I think I should be getting just because I wanted the job or I think I should be doing it, I'm never happy. And that's the bottom line to me. That's the worst thing. So always make it worth your while.
Yeah. There, and just to go back on what you just said, with explaining to them that it's going to be two to three times as much. I think the truth is, I think it's how you word it. I don't think, absolutely. You know, I mean, for me personally, or my opinion is, I don't think you should ever go into an Airbnb client and say, well, you're going to be two to three times that of a real estate photography job because this. Why even bother with that? Just say, this is the price to shoot it. And then if they ask why so much more than other people, you can explain to them the reasoning. But I'm always kind of on the belief, don't offer more info than you need to. Just, you know, answer their questions, get to the point, and, Don't shoot yourself in the butt by talking too much.
Yeah, no, I agree. But again, I'm just like, I've been putting a number out there, an arbitrary number. To them, it's arbitrary. They just see it and they think it's way too much because they don't understand. And they don't come back to me to find out an explanation for that. So maybe I just need to come up with a different number. And also I was thinking reaching out to some clients.
You know better than anyone, you know, if you put a number out there that you need to make and clients don't reach out to you, that doesn't mean you change your number. That means, you know, the client just didn't have the budget for your pricing.
But it's over and over again in this recent period of time that I have expanded the pricing, and it's kind of, I've done enough of these to know that there is something's not hitting. So, you know, it's just, I totally agree with
probably you. Probably because of the race to the bottom people who will come in and do
it. Well, I don't know who else see it in the past. Mm-hmm. Nobody else was doing these because it's just too far away to go do. These are like 2-hour drives each way minimum. And the territory, none of the established photographers in my area really ever chose to do it. And understandably why, you know, because they were probably charging MLS rates. So anyway, I just guess I got to just feel it out and try a different approach and, you know, see what works, what sticks. Of course.
So go back to the original question, because I never really gave my opinion.
I forgot what it was.
My opinion is the same. I sort of agree with you, Rich, and my opinion is the same as yours. And he asked about charging a for sale by owner the same as an agent. And yeah, I mean, my opinion is yes, charge the same. Because at the end of the day, you know, and Benny, you specifically mentioned licensing, and your licensing is not changing, whether it's a for sale by owner or it's an agent. You know, your license you're giving to them, your usage license, is for them to market the property for the duration of the listing or the duration of the property being sold under either that specific agent or for sale by owner.
And again, that's for MLS real estate. Exactly. Not Airbnbs.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a sec. So, I think you should charge the same. Licensing doesn't change much. And what I found in most of my cases where I shot for sale by owner, and I think it's even more apparent now with interest rates as high as they are, and it's weird. It was a good market for a while, but now interest rates are, you know, skyrocketing. And I don't know about you, but here, you know, home sales are dropping because people don't want to buy a house now with the mortgage rates the way they are. And what I found in my past when I used to do some for sale by owners is that people have a harder time selling their home on their own than with an agent. I learned that myself. When I sold my last house, I put it up for sale by owner. And the issue, which I didn't think of before, which I probably should have because I'm in the industry, is that when I listed as for sale by owner, other agents representing buyers will not bring their clients to me because they assume they're not getting a commission. So agents representing those buyers did not call me and say, hey, I have a buyer who's interested in your house. Can I bring them over? Now, occasionally when they did call me, I said, you can bring them over. I have no problem giving you a commission based on a buyer you bring in. But I didn't get a lot of calls. And once I decided to bring on an agent to sell my house, all of a sudden the calls started coming in. So a lot of those agents representing those buyers will not bring their clients to a for sale by owner property. So that being said, what I found is a lot of the for sale by owners ended up hiring agents who at that point ended up just relicensing the images for me anyway at that point. So, which is kind of like a slippery slope, because if you shoot it and you give a license to the homeowner, can the agent then use them? Because it's technically the same person. So I always just gave them a significantly reduced rate at that point, just because I already shot them and, you know, the agent is actually representing the homeowner. So just to make a couple bucks for the headache and the hassle. But it's no different. It's like you said, you know, for sale by owner or through an agent, you know, you're giving a license to market the property. As far as the rentals, I actually took it two different ways, Rich. I thought about the Airbnbs because that was a thing that came up, but I also thought about just regular rental properties, you know, like 1 or 2 year leases on a property. Mm-hmm. What do you do about
Craigslist,
that?
Craigslist
ads. Or whatever. Yeah. I mean, what is it? Apartment.com or one of those like, sites where you just can go in and you can rent an apartment for a year or 2 years, whatever it is. In those rental property cases, I don't think it's any different. I think it's the same as just regular residential real estate. The longevity of your usage license might be more, it might be less. Who knows? You know, they might rent out the space in a week and it's no different than, you know, some really good homes that are for sale. So as far as a regular rental or even a rental on a house, sometimes people rent out their homes, whatever the case is, I don't think it's any different. I think your pricing should be right in line with where your residential real estate pricing is. And I think your usage license should be the same. I don't think it's any different, whether it's a rental or a homeowner or a home for sale. Obviously with a rental, it's not going to be for the longevity of the listing, but well, I guess it is technically, but more so, you know, the longevity.
I'm so surprised that I would not have expected you to go in the direction of it's the same, because to me, it's not the same. And renters people that are renting their properties, they can totally comprehend charging more for it. And I'm not telling them I'm charging at the moment. I'm not telling them I'm charging twice as much. But I'm charging more and I'm doing that. And then also I'm not relicensing it every year. I'm not following up on that. So they can do whatever they want with the images. And that might also include, you know, giving them the contractors, whatever they want to do with them. They're not letting me know anyway. And I just think it's I want more for a rental.
Yeah, no, to me, I don't think it's any different. Now, one thing, I mean, because it's just, you know, it's a regular a residential real estate transaction. We're not talking about commercial. We're talking about apartments for sale or homes for sale. It's a regular residential real estate transaction. Now, one thing, I haven't shot a rental in years, so that's why I'm not fresh in this. But one thing that I would consider, you know, talking out loud here, is defining a little bit more the longevity of my usage license. So typically you say for the length of the time the space is available for rent or for the listing is available. Let's say somebody comes in for a year and then they move out and the house is available again. Well, if your usage license is, you know, the terms say while the space is for rent, technically if the space is up for rent in a year and the same agent is representing it, he can say to you, well, the space is for rent again. I have a usage license for this.
They're not going to do that. No homeowner. And also no, it's never been a realtor.
We're talking about rentals.
Yeah. I'm saying no. And a realtor to me is not involved in a rental. A rental is the homeowner.
Not here in New York. I mean, if you have an apartment building that has apartments.
No. It's everywhere else. I mean, that's New York. And but
let's say you have an apartment building, even in Sacramento, doesn't an agent represent that building and is responsible?
No, it's not a building. I don't do an apartment. I probably shot 10 apartments in my whole career.
That's why I think of rental because obviously I'm in New York.
No, these are homes to rent. And the agent, personally, the homeowner that is going to be renting out the home is not going to understand licensing. Once you bring in the L word, it just opens up a whole can of worms where they're, well, I don't understand this and that. What do you mean? What do you mean you own that? I need to do it cut and dry. Just here, give me this money. Do whatever you want to do with the images. And if they rent it for a year, 6 months, a year, when they re-rent it, I guarantee you, they're not going to contact me and say, hey, by the way, I'm re-renting. How much money do I owe you? They're not going to do it. And I'm not going to keep up on it. I mean, I certainly could keep up on it, but I'm not going to keep up on it. So to me, it's a absolutely not even remotely the same. And yes, it's remotely the same work. And sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's a little bit harder because I do spend more time doing that. But I just find that trying to enforce a licensing application is just not realistic to me. So that's it for me. It's not apartments and I'm not dealing with.
I mean,
realtors.
So we were just on different wavelengths there because homes for rent out here where I am on Long Island or New York, they're a lot more rare than apartments for rent. You know, in my neighborhood here, I have apartments all over the place, buildings all over the place where there's co-ops, there's condos and there's rentals. So rentals are a big thing here in New York. So that's kind of where my head was at. And if we're doing a rental, an apartment building, like I said, I don't treat it any different. Rental on a house for sale, for rent by owner. Yeah. Maybe I would do it a little different. I didn't really think of that. It didn't cross my mind. So, and then just to close it out with the Airbnbs we were talking about, I look at Airbnb sort of the way I price my commercial real estate, because that's a commercial transaction. So, you know, I've said before, my commercial rates are anywhere from 3 to 5 times that of my residential real estate. You know, I've spoken on the webinars about that, on my course about that. And that's sort of where I would be in terms of, shooting Airbnb, because it is theoretically a commercial real estate transaction. You're renting a temporary space. It's not a space you're going to live in, long-term. So, I'm kind of on the same page as you. You should definitely be compensated more. The value they're going to receive from your images is significantly higher, because if they're renting the space out, you know, most likely or hopefully every day for X number of days a year, the return on that is going to be significantly more than a return on a rental, or I guess not selling your house bulk, but you get the point.
But I think the best takeaway from this whole conversation is, even with you and I, Brian, if people just heard what I said and took that at face value of this is what Rich does, this is what I should do out in Des Moines, Iowa, It's the same thing with you, is Brian just said this, and it's like, so take everything, you know, we're not lawyers. We're not, you know, it's just what works for us, but always take it with a grain of salt, and please understand what works for you may not work for me, and vice versa. And, you know, that's the way it is. But one thing I want to add in, just the last thing, one great thing you can add, if you are doing Airbnbs, I have some firsthand feedback from many Airbnb owners that professional, really good professional photos make a huge difference. To me, I think they make the almost the biggest difference because people are looking at them every single day. And it's the most important to have really good photos for your Airbnb. And I think it's really our job to educate Airbnb owners that it's so important. So it's a great revenue source, though.
I'll tell you a funny story. So I shot a home for a real estate agent about 2 years ago, out in the Hamptons, and a regular typical home. And the person that purchased that home bought it as an investment property to rent it out for Airbnb. And I found through Pixie, who I used, they were infringing my photos from the real estate transaction. And they were using my photos for their rental of the Airbnb. So I reached out to them. To make a long story short, we went back and forth. He ended up licensing all those pictures from me for a decent rate. And then he ended up actually hiring me after the fact for two more Airbnbs that he owned. So I mean, there, like you said, there's a good opportunity there. And, you know, also be careful because, you know, people hear usage license and everyone gets crazy. Oh, I have to go after them. Tread lightly, because it's always better to figure things out amicably than burn bridges. So,
yeah. And also Airbnbs, you can also, a lot of the Airbnbs where I am are in resort areas, and they have associations, they have neighbors, they tell the neighbor, see if you can combine, if any of their friends who also own Airbnbs, if any of their friends are interested in doing it together. And I've had a lot of luck there. I've gone to a couple hours south once, and I shot five different houses just by telling them, I'll give you a discount or this, if you can get me all these other people. So that worked really well.
Nice. All right, cool. I'm going to close it out with a word from our good friends at PhotoOut. Outsourcing your editing sucks. The inconsistency, poor communication, and time spent sending back revisions are all taking time and money away from your business. That's why PhotoUp is changing the game. PhotoUp allows you to work directly with an individual editor or team of editors who are 100% dedicated to you and your business. Photographers with dedicated editors rate their batches good or amazing 98% of the time, have three times less revisions, and see unsatisfactory edits decrease by up to 80%. Don't have enough work to keep one person busy all the time? PhotoUp allows you to hire part-time editors starting at just 4 hours a day. Sign up for a free account at photoup.net and send trial images to over three different editors. Again, go to photoup.net and click the sign up button, or click the PhotoUp logo on our Shooting Spaces website.
Mm-hmm.
That was a handful. Cool. So let's close it out. Let's. What else do we got going on? We have our workshops. There's still seats available to both of our workshops in November. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Well, let's expand on that. If somebody's new here, those are for the PMRE Real Estate Photography Conference in Las Vegas.
And I think there are also still some conference tickets available too. So we'll help out our friend Brandon here, and if anyone's interested in the conference, there are still some seats, but I think he's over 50% sold out at this point, if not more. So last time we spoke to him, he was at that. So conference.
We've got our workshops, residential. I'm doing residential and you're doing commercial. Come and spend the whole day with Brian and I, and hang out, chat, learn, educate, you know, the whole thing. It's going to be a really great opportunity. And there's a couple of seats left in my workshop. So
both of us have some open seats, and then the 9th and 10th is awesome presentations, party, drinking, music, all the other fun stuff. So it's going to be a fun time.
And don't worry, because whatever happens there stays there, you know, Vegas stayed.
Well, there were some videos of you going around last time, so they didn't really stay
there. That's true. That's true. If you want to see more, come in November. I'll be there. I will be there this year. Yeah. And we've got our all our other stuff. We've got webinars on shootingspaces.net. We've got courses. We have our real estate photography, residential real estate photography, and your commercial real estate photography. Mm-hmm. Those have been going really well. And
also, if you register for one of our workshops, you will get 50% off our courses too. So pretty good deal there.
Okay. Awesome. Good. And, you know, I guess all the other stuff, but, and as always, please send us an Ask the Guys. Go to the podcast, shootingspacespodcast.com, and record your 90-second question, and we'll answer it. And we'll spend a bunch of times going off topic, like a bunch of time going off topic, like we just did, but we'll have fun while doing it. Right. Okay. Yep. Good. And, you know, I guess with that, anything else, Brian?
No, I think we covered it.
Okay. With that said, Rich and Brian wishing you well. And remember, go out and shoot some spaces. Bye.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.